News, I'm Ben Thomas. An Iranian missile and drone attack has wounded several U.S. service members at a base in Saudi Arabia. A source tells AP the attack damaged several refueling aircraft. President Trump's latest assessment of the war.
They are talking. We are talking now. They want to make a deal. Very simply, our military is the greatest in the world by far. Iran is being decimated.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has been meeting with his G7 counterparts in France.
The first few tankers that go through the straits after this operation is over, they're going to want an escort from somebody, or they're not going to be able to get insurance. So the world better step up.
Meantime, Sagar Magani reports Rubio's rejecting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's claim that the U.S. is pushing Kyiv to give its Donbas region to Russia as part of any ceasefire plan.
Zelensky told Reuters this week the U.S. is making a security guarantee offer contingent on Ukraine ceding the region Vladimir Putin's long coveted.
That's a lie. And I saw him say that, and it's unfortunate he would say that because he knows that's not true, and that's not what he was told.
Rubio tells reporters what the U.S. did tell Zelensky was what Russia wants.
We're not advocating for it. We've explained it to them. It's their choice to make.
Saying the U.S. role is to figure out what both sides want and try to bridge the middle ground. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Lisa Dwyer reports in Florida.
Martin County Sheriff John Budenseek says golfer Tiger Woods showed signs of impairment at the scene of a car crash in which he struck another vehicle and rolled his Land Rover. Woods was arrested on suspicion of DUI.
Mr. Woods did a breathalyzer test, blew triple zeros. But when it came time for us to ask for a urinalysis test, he refused. And so he's been charged with DUI, with property damage, and refusal to submit to a lawful test.
Woods was able to crawl out of the passenger side of his Land Rover. The other driver was not injured. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. The Artemis II astronauts have arrived in Florida for the first moon trip in 53 years.
Hey, let's go to the moon!
The Artemis crew flew into Florida's Kennedy Space Center from Houston. It's the closest the four have come to launching on the lunar flyaround. Fuel leaks and other rocket issues caused 2 months of delay. Artemis II pilot Victor Glover.
This mission is much more about duty and responsibility, so we can pass the batons off for this campaign called Artemis with its lofty goals. And we live that every day. And then that's it. And then we want to back out and disappear while the Artemis III crew stands in front of this microphone.
NASA is aiming for a launch as soon as Wednesday. The Space Launch System rocket will send the four on humanity's first astronaut moonshot since Apollo 17 in 1972. The 10-day flight will end with a Pacific splashdown. Audio courtesy of NASA. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.